Oklahoma's prisons are bursting at the seams. Thousands of new inmates are locked up for violating the terms of their probation. A state task force charged with reforming the state's justice system says one way to prevent overcrowding, make prison a last resort. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
More than 30 people are sitting uncomfortably on hard wooden benches under the watchful eyes of Judge Tim Henderson. It's late morning in Henderson's courtroom at the Oklahoma County Courthouse. Some people have been waiting for hours. Most of these people are on probation, and they're anxiously waiting for their chance to make a deal.
When you take the plea agreement would be, District Attorney, don't put me in prison, and I promise I'll pay these fees or go to those classes or whatever else.
Henderson is sitting at the front. He says these people in court today didn't hold up their end, and now they're trying to get another chance. Defense attorneys and prosecutors sit at tables between Henderson and the people waiting. Occasionally, the lawyers approach the judge and whisper about the details of a case. Some people don't have an attorney. When Henderson calls their name, he says go find one because they'll need them to negotiate with prosecutors.
I don't talk to them about their case or get involved in their case. They have to do that through an attorney, and I give them multiple chances to get that done.
The judge says nearly all of these people will work out a new deal to stay on probation, but some will choose to have a hearing, and Henderson will decide if they'll go to prison. Oklahoma prisons are overcrowded, and the state's prison population is growing. Last year, a state task force made about 24 policy recommendations to reduce the stress on prisons. One finding, nearly a quarter of Oklahoma's new prison inmates between 2014 and 2015 were locked up for violating probation. More than half of these people were not charged with a new crime. Oklahoma County's Chief Public Defender, Bob Ravitz, says that's inhumane.
I think it's an abomination that we're revoking 25% of all the people on probation or parole.
Ravitz says there are a lot of reasons people have their probation revoked, but he thinks the number one reason is money. Offenders have to pay the state when they're on probation. Ravitz says a lot of them can't.
Cost of drug tests and whatever, it's impossible for somebody who's not middle class or above to be able to pay these costs and to stay current on probation. That's the reason for the failure.
Probation and parole fees can be as high as $60 a month. Offenders can also be charged for mandatory counseling or programs to help them find jobs and treat substance abuse. Some offenders can get the fees reduced, and a number of indigent offenders don't have to pay any fees. Offenders may also have to pay restitution, fines, and court fees that are different depending on the case. Judge Henderson agrees with Ravitz. The cost of supervision can be high.
Somebody gets arrested for a multiple driving under the influence. The state takes their driver's license, and then we tell them they got to go to all these classes. And everything costs, and they may lose their job because they don't have a driver's license.
But Henderson says in his courtroom, most offenders who are sent back to prison have made bigger mistakes than not paying fees.
You could look at the docket and see where cases have been continued 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 times for people to get in compliance with their probation, to get help. There's people out here that have thousands and thousands of dollars of restitution that's owed, and they're paying $50 a month. And as long as they're doing that, we'll work with them.
Still, he can't say what happens in other courtrooms. As long as the state proves that someone violated the terms of their probation or parole, Henderson says judges can order them into prison. The Justice Reform Task Force has several recommendations to cut down the number of people being sent to prison. The group says the state should be more lenient on technical violations and hold back on recommending offenders serve prison time. They suggest escalating punishments for ongoing bad behavior and incentives to encourage good behavior. The task force says prison should be the last resort for offenders on probation and parole, and they say people should not go to prison if they can't afford fees and court costs. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the criminal justice system, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.